What's going on, y'all? Susi Lario Hernandez here. I just wanted to talk about this topic. I recently received an email, and I just kind of been speculative about this certain topic. And this is a topic of cheating. People are using my videos to cheat, and I kind of figured this was going to happen. I mean, it's happening everywhere. It's not just in my channel. People cheat. People use this stuff, you know. They cheat in their life. They cheat in mathematics. They cheat at their job. You know, it just happens and it sucks. It's out there. It happens. You know, it's something we got to live with. But I'll be first to say that I myself strive not to do that. I teach my family to not to do that, to cheat. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I'm not saying that I've ever cheated in my life. I'm just looking for this email that this person sent me regarding cheating. So right off the bat, if you're using my videos to cheat, unsubscribe to my channel and stop watching. Okay, that should tell you how I feel about it. I would rather have people watch my videos and use them to help them along the way instead of gaining subscribers because they cheat. That doesn't matter. It matters. What matters most to me is that people are using these videos for the right purposes, which is to help them learn along the way, to help them in their programming challenges, to help them actually be better programmers. That's why I put these videos out. So the person is, I don't know, they sound kind of irate, but I don't know. I could be wrong. Posting answers to textbooks is not helping anyone to become successful. I agree. It's not helping anybody become successful. If this represents your business practices, I will be sure to give you a bad rating on every possible venue. That's fine. You could do whatever you want. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that my work matters to people that are actually learning this stuff. You know, don't cheat, guys. You're not going to earn anything by cheating. You're not at the end of the day, when you get your degree, when you finish that class and you get an A, a B, or a C, or a passing grade, and you knew that you worked for it, you're going to have a lot more self-respect for yourself that you actually did the work that it took to pass that class. Point blank. And that's just one class in your degree. If you actually finish your degree, knowing that you completed all those rigorous, hard classes, my hat's off to you. I mean, that's just a load of respect. I myself have a degree in music performance. I have a bachelor's in music performance. I have an associate's in music education. And I earned those degrees. I was at school, first person in the morning, last person to leave. I earned that degree. And I'm proud to hold that degree and say, I earned this. And if you're cheating, you can't say that because you didn't earn it. Straight up. You're a cheater. You're a liar. You're lying to yourself. You're lying to your colleagues. And you're fake. That's just what it is, y'all. Nobody wants a fake employee. Nobody wants an employee that can fake their way to the top. Because honestly, their business is not gonna thrive and get better by somebody who doesn't know who lies to say that they know what they're doing. All right, so I'm just very passionate about this subject, you know, and I do not like the fact that people are using my videos to cheat. It happens, you know, it's public, it's YouTube, you know, people are gonna cheat, you know, but my stance is that's not why I put these videos up. You know, and the person that gave me this email, you know, she said, posting answers to textbooks is not helping anyone become successful. I agree. And that's not my original intent of why I put these videos up. I put these videos, well, for one, to track my progress, and for two, to show prospective employers that I know what I'm doing. I took the time that it took to solve each and every one of these problems at the end of these chapters myself. It took me time. I solved the short answer problems, the true and false questions, and the algorithms in every single chapter up until chapter 7 as of right now. I earned this, and I do this. And I put this up here for people that are like me that want to learn so that it can help them along the way. And if you're using this to cheat, stop. All right? Just stop. Just don't do it. So it's not helping them to become successful. And another thing is, too, you guys, I'm not in a job where I'm a professional software developer or programmer. My full-time job right now, I am a truck driver. get that, a truck driver putting programming videos on YouTube for you. Those of you that are watching my videos for a good cause, my hat's off to you. Much respect to you. Much love. If you want to hit me up, you can hit me up on Discord. I mean, I'm more than willing to chat and help you out. I've tutored several people already in these challenges, in these videos. Mad respect and mad love to you guys. I mean, you guys are the reason why I do this. I do this for you, for the ones that are using this, because they're actually really trying to learn and understand programming. And mad love and mad respect for you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So with that being said, keep doing what you're doing. Keep working hard for what you want to attain. Don't take the easy way out. It's not going to make you better. It's not. Hard work, diligence, patience, persistence, self-control brings self-respect, character, and having integrity makes you a better person all around. And otherwise, it's all for naught. It's not going to help you succeed, as the person in this email said. So guys and girls, y'all, I appreciate you so much for watching these videos. I'm getting a lot of subscribers, a lot of likes and comments, and you know, the stuff is working, and we'll see what happens from here. I mean, I'm not going to stop putting up these videos. I'd like to put up these videos, and I like to help people out. I like to share my progress for y'all, you know, for those that really want to learn. And to be honest, if you're cheating and you're trying to get a job later on, people will know. People are going to know. They'll look at your code. They'll give you a coding quiz. You know what I mean? A lot of employers are starting to hire, you know, they're hiring people that don't necessarily have a degree, that have the skill. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a degree is overrated. You know, I'm not saying that education is bad, that you shouldn't learn stuff. I mean, I have a degree myself. I'm going to encourage my kids to go to college so that they can get a college degree. I'm just saying, like, if you don't know the stuff, if you don't know your stuff, people are going to know. People are going to know that you don't know your stuff. So just don't take the easy way out. Work hard. Work for what you're trying to attain. And just do good for yourself. That's good, doing good for yourself. Thanks a lot, you guys, for watching. You got a question or a comment, leave it down below. You can support me on PayPal. You can support me on Patreon. Check out the Discord chat server where you can – I check it sporadically once every week or I check it soon because I have the app on my phone. So we'll see you guys in there if you're interested in wanting to get together with like-minded people, excuse me, in a chat room. Or if you want to send me a direct message or whatever, you can reach me on there because I check it often. Thanks a lot, you guys, for watching. The person sent me this email. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate you sending this email. Give me this feedback. It lets me know kind of where my viewers are at. And much respect and much love to you guys that aren't cheating and that are actually working to get what they're trying to get.